Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Have called me to this passage, and I'll follow though I'm worn. May this journey bring a blessing.
Hello. Hi, Nathan. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Good. Dr. Alali, are you
there?
Yes,
ma'am. I'm here. I'm right here.
Oh. Okay. We have everybody on board tonight. Welcome, everybody, to our awesome Blog Talk Radio call tonight. And we have an awesome lineup with an awesome group of people that Dr. A has arranged to speak to us tonight. But before we do anything else, we want to put out just one disclaimer. And that is that this show is for educational purposes only, not meant to heal, cure, or diagnose any disease that anyone may have. And that should only be done by your medical professional. We're here to share information, and we give you good information. And Dr. A, without any further ado, I'll let hand it over to you.
Thank you, Ida. And thank you, Nathan. I just always appreciate your support and giving me your strength. And certainly your shoulders to stand on. It's a wonderful opportunity to continue to inform America that we can have healthier homes, We can have healthier families by paying attention to what's going on in the inside of our houses, and certainly paying attention to the chemicals, to the radiations that are converging in our homes. If you are not monitoring the indoor toxins in your home, let me encourage you to contact the Center for Disease Control. They have a book called Developing Healthy Homes. Also, next Monday in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, we are the recipients of the Gold Medal Award for Innovation in Engineering for conceptualizing a way to retrofit indoor houses, as well as the revolutionary nanotechnology, which is a biobalancer that launched as a flat battery and now is debuting as a nanobiobalancer in the medium range with 7 frequencies, and the nanos super biobalancer with 14 different frequencies in a lot. And we are so grateful to Youngevity for giving us the opportunity to launch the nanobiobalancer on their platform. They debuted us to the world, and now we're so excited because next Monday, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you write it on the calendar. Our nanotechnologies will debut in Apple stores worldwide. And so we are just so grateful for the opportunity that Youngevity gave us, the exposure that they gave us in the beta marketing window. We are so thankful that we are putting the nanobiobalancers on sale. The Youngevity Thank You Pack is get 8 nanobiobalancers, ladies and gentlemen. You can get 8 of them for $250. And that is like free. That's like half price. But we have that inventory. We want to push that product, and we want to showcase it. And next Monday, from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, we are going to be debuting that app. And guess what? The app is going to be free. You can download it. It's free to the first 1,000 downloads. So make sure you stay tuned, because the next email that you get will have that link to the Apple Store so that you can buy the product, so that you can get your children involved. This app is designed for middle school. It's designed to get the family engaged in the scavenger hunt of what chemicals and what levels of radiation you're being exposed to in your house. I presented at St. Louis Community College about 2 years ago, and I was fortunate and blessed to have the opportunity to speak with their leaders in their educational departments and leaders for the educational curriculum of that community college. And when I presented our outline and presented what our goal was, to develop a curriculum and a program for teaching people how to address the program or how to address the problem of indoor toxins, they said, Dr. Lawley, with the spectrum of autism being at that time, autism was like 2 in 91. They said, we are asking you to bring this curriculum from then a 10th grade level down to a 6th grade level, because we have to start younger, giving a conceptual framework that children needed to be oriented to what was in their environment so that they could prepare to protect their own children. The whole quest of monitoring and knowing the levels of chemicals and radiation in your indoor environment is a national movement. As if you've been listening to this radio show for the last 3 months, you know that we are under a federal call to action to lower indoor toxins, to reduce the incident of cancer and the incident of diabetes, the incidence of heart disease, all of which have now been associated to sustained exposure to indoor toxins, particularly EMF or electromagnetic radiation that's coming from the electrical sources in your home. So, Ida, I thank you for that disclosure, because on this radio show, we are educating people, number one, about the problem, and number two, about a solution that's rendering hope. And so the nanotechnology that was developed, that won the gold medal for the United States in 2011 at the IMPEX competition, which there were 1,000 inventors and from more than 44 different countries that competed, and our technology won the gold medal in the environmental innovations category. And from that moment, we have been able to just, it's just been from one experience of glory to another experience of glory. And one of the very first miracles that we heard, that one of the very first miracles and one of the very first testimonies that was shared with us is with a renowned producer, a music producer, who has a Grammy Award-winning studio in Dayton, Ohio, David Cormley. David, are you on the line with us tonight? If you are, just press push 1 so we can hear you.
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay, wonderful. I can hear you perfect. I met David Cormley the day I arrived back from the competition. It was in June, approximately June the 20th of 2011. I had gotten the gold medal. I was ecstatic with joy, and I was scheduled to present at a health conference at Dr. Bette Roebuck's office. She was having a health conference, and he came along with his staff from Connected Vision Studio in Dayton. And I will never forget this gentleman who, he's very, very talented, and he has such presence because he looks like a musician. So he had this bold musician look. And when he sent his assistant to speak to me after I spoke, and she said, listen, Mr. Cormley would like to speak with you. And when I spoke with him, he said, Doc, he said, you know, you make an interesting argument for this technology and for this problem. He said, I really need you to come to my house and my studio and check it out. And so I want to tell the whole story because, you know, people hear so much from me. I like them to hear the story from the source. So, Mr. Cormley, you know, the miracle that the world celebrates every time you touch a packaging that has a nano biobalancer in it or a nanoscent or a flat battery or an Eco 180 Healthy Smart Home information, you're touching the works, the skill, the craft of a gentleman who was blind when I met him. He was legally blind, and he was struggling in so many areas of health that he will share. And so when his sight came back and he could deal with the demands and the details of graphic design, he said, Dr. Lally, we have to bring you from the Stone Age into the 21st century with something worthy of this technology that you have created. And he said, my gift to you is to redesign your packaging and help you with the branding process. Having said that, Mr. Cormley, David Cormley, ladies and gentlemen, the president of Connected Vision Studio. He produces music for some of the top artists in the gospel industry, such as Marvin Sapp and Jonathan Dunn. Go ahead, David, and share with the listening audience your testimony.
Well, I really thank you a lot, Doctor, for you creating this product out of all the challenges you were having and how you created a product that can help somebody like me who was suffering from a lot of issues with computers because I do graphic design and I'm on a computer like 24/7 in a recording studio with a bunch of equipment and literally tasing myself all day and not realizing the harmful effects of the radiation from this equipment and wearing earpieces and everything else. So after we learned of your product, we started implementing it, cutting our electric bill down, which is I'm cutting through a bunch of Chase. That's the result of it. My retina or my visual path was challenged from diabetes, and they wanted to do laser surgery on me after using your product, putting it in my feet, on my shoe, and wearing it on my phone. It has helped oxygen to, I guess, oxygenate around my eye, thus allowing me to, or allowing my eyes to breathe. I don't know how to explain it. I'm not medical like that, like you are, but certainly your product carries some major healing abilities, and I'm a living testimony to that. And I, again, thank you for what you have done, and I love this product, and I got to see you tomorrow because I got to get some more batteries for, hey, man, I got a couple of people, a couple of naturopath doctors who are really trying to knock my door down for the product. I think they got some clients who have some medical history issues that this product is probably the answer to.
Well, I'll stop you right there, David, because I want to back up a little bit to the statement that you made about increasing oxygen to the retina. And I remember the day that you contacted me. I was in Washington, D.C. You were at your eye doctor at the Ohio State University. And she was like, ooh, oh, wow. And you were like, what's going on? She said, there's no more bleeding in your eyes. And your visual acuity, your ability to see, is really, really improved. And you
and
said,
she said, whatever I'm doing, to keep on doing it.
Exactly. And remember what she said? She said the retina was the smallest organ in the body. And whatever you were doing must be increasing the oxygen to the retina. And that's why the bleeding had stopped.
And she said that it's the first entrance. It's the first entry point of oxygen in your body is your eyes.
Wow. And when you said that to me.
Which I didn't understand. That's awesome. Yes, ma'am.
When you said that to me, I had to go back and do a little research on that. And everything you said was true and everything she said was true. And certainly your eyes were demonstrating that. And so, how long had your eyes been bleeding? Because it was not a month or 6 weeks, but it was a really long period of time. How many years had you been struggling with bleeding in your retina in the eye?
Well, I wasn't struggling for years. It just finally showed up after several years of, I guess, neglect, and I didn't realize that diabetes was that serious that it was causing this problem in my eyes. And then finally blood shows up in my eyes. And
wow.
And it shows up in a way that you don't realize that there's something inside your eye. And it's like as if you're looking and there's a big old rock in front of you and you can't move it because it's actually in the back of your eye. Where it's bleeding, you literally can see it, and that, of course, is in your visual path, so that becomes a major challenge. So,
yes,
but
it
was 2 to 3 years of that challenge that I was having.
Wow.
Your product, in a matter of months, reduced it to nothing, basically.
Yes, and I remember right at the beginning of the summer you were sharing with me you had an eye evaluation and your doctor said that was the best, your visual acuity and the health of your eyes was the best it had been in years. And you've been using the product for 3 years, since the summer of 2011, for 4 years, and you have had no more bleeding in your eyes in that period of time. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
And your doctor said that your eyes are in the best health that they've been in almost a decade, in almost 10 years. And
amen.
That's one of the things that was so extraordinary. Also, when I met you, you had a condition in your eyes called nystagmus, where the eyes move rapidly back and forth. And I can remember talking to you and watching, you know, your eyes being stressed with nystagmus, and we evaluated your glasses because you wore glasses and found that your glasses were carrying a radioactive charge. They were, when you were on the cell phone or you were in front of your computer, your glasses would actually pick up that charge. And so the way the technology is designed, it's designed to help stop static radiation from conducting in metal. And so actually it was amazing that when we retrofitted your phone, we retrofitted your, then we mitigated your studio, you were the first studio in the United States to have bioharmonic installations. It was miraculous because I have not seen nystagmus in your eyes. I have not seen any rapid moving in your eyes since after about 4 months of having that done. You know, are you still having any, are you still experiencing
it? I don't
that?
Notice it. I don't notice any rapid eye movement that I used to have. And I also have to point out that I've been producing several albums out of the studio. And as a result of it being bioharmonized, I believe that it has helped the creative process for a lot of musicians, for they are writing like they're crazy. Something's wrong.
Yeah.
They're able to just be free because they're not bound by electronics or whatever is going on when they are singing in a studio. And they have, all of them have a great report about using the studio in my particular studio opposed to a major commercial studio. Well, my studio is in my basement in my home, and my home is treated with your product, so I believe that there's a major connection to the people who comes in to record and how they are getting the major benefit of using your product.
Yes, and I've come to your studio several occasions, and I've talked
to
people.
We wrote a jingle. We wrote a jingle for Flat Battery, too, while you playing.
Yes,
you remember?
We put that little jingle down in your studio about midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. You were having a pizza party,
ma'am,
or some kind of party, and we all just started singing with so many people giving so many testimonies of health and relief, and they were commenting about how the studio enhances relaxation. And I was very blessed, and I thank you for allowing me to sit in on some of your products and projects, because you got a contract to do something with Hallmark Cards and to work on one of their films about a little dog named Stetson.
Stetson,
did that
yes,
film
ma'am. That
yeah,
song is on the YouTube. All you got to do is type formally my last name into the YouTube search engine, and you will see a movie about a music video about a dog named Stetson. And the movie went to the Sundance Film Festival last year, and we didn't win, but I believe the song is going to end up being an after-school special. Amen.
And I will continue to, because it is fabulous. But what is even more fabulous is that you would not have been able to engage that opportunity had your eyes not become healthier. And it was just amazing to watch the evolution. After we retrofitted your studio, it's like things began to stabilize, and it was just like the frustration and the mantles of not being able to see just fell off of you, and it was like a rebirth. And I believe that when people really know the story behind that little dog and how you had the miracle Because I cried through the little, you know, whatever little, the little piece I got to see. It was fabulous to work with the people that were in your studio that had worked formerly for Universal Studios. And the caliber of staff and clientele and customers that you have coming in there. I mean, I love Marvin Sapp and Jonathan Dunn, and to know that the part of the artistry of developing his last Grammy award, his song, was done in your studio. And that's just awesome.
Amen.
Fact. And to those listening in, David Cormley is not just an extraordinary talent. He's extraordinarily compassionate. I have watched this man. He's a minister of music, and I have watched him reach out to young people who were struggling, who were homeless, people who were abused and battered, and to mobilize people in the church to make provision for them, housing, clothing, work, you know, if there were felonies, helping them to get into rehabilitation programs. And I tell you, you are just an angel in the community, David. And I just celebrate
thank
who you,
you so
are.
Much.
And thank you for the opportunity, number one, to give us a chance to serve you. And I tell people I got a promotion from registered nurse to archangel. And I'm bringing the mercy of God to the
hallelujah.
Earth. And
amen.
I'm glad you allowed me to share it with your office, your company, and your clientele and the community that you live in, because you have really started a revival with this technology, not just in Dayton, Ohio, but your testimony is affected everywhere. When people touch that packaging and they learn that it was done by a man who had lost his sight and now seen, and it's expression of thanksgiving, it ignites sales everywhere. So I'm going to ask those people that tuned in tonight, if you press 1, you can unmute your phone to speak. If you have any questions you want to ask David Cormley, just come on the line now and let him share his testimony with you. Anybody have a question for him? Okay. If there's no questions on the line, I just want to give a heads up. We are getting the next Monday. We'll be in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, receiving the Gold Medal Award from the Office of the Governor and the second jurisdictional ecclesiastical council of the Church of God in Christ pastors' wives. If you don't know anything about the Church of God in Christ, they are one of the largest denominations in the world. In fact, the bishop is considered a head of state. And we are very humbled because we have done about 13 churches. We had one of the pastors had a stroke. In fact, the pastor that is governing this, the bishop that is governing this event, had a stroke in the pulpit and a stroke at home. I was introduced. His family contacted me to come to Pittsburgh and to evaluate their church as well as their home, and the levels were high. And so that was one of the first experiences that I had with serving the church community. They have since, there's been an organization and a movement called Pulpit Safety Campaign that's on platform with me in Columbia, and Elder David Clark, who was on the line last week, inviting everybody to come to the award ceremony. The tickets are actually $50, but I think I announced last week that they are $40, and he said he would honor that price if anybody on listening tonight is interested in coming. And so it was just really tremendous to see how when we served Bishop Clark, his church reached out to the international organization, and actually we got an invitation to present at the Bishop's College, and I was just totally bedazzled to learn of all the bishops that have actually had heart attacks or strokes while preaching. This is a major concern that those who are serving with electrical or wireless devices need to have some form of health physics evaluation to make sure they're not getting any feedback on these wireless systems, because we are absorbing radiation, and that radiation is creating all kinds of issues with our health, and strokes and heart attacks happen to be at the top of the list. I don't know if you, to what degree you've been listening to the news this week, but there's real concern even out in Texas about the athletes, these football players dropping dead. And my concern is that these young people live on gaming equipment. They're on their phones 24/7. Nobody is checking them for radiation absorption, which we know can create imbalances in our electrical systems. I encourage everybody to register for the two-finger test, the Bedort test. It's only $35. It takes 2 hours. We train every Saturday at 2 o'clock. You can register by sending an email to admin@mitihealth.org. That's A-D-M-I-N at Michi, M-I-C-H-I, the word health, .org. Again, that's A-D-M-I-N at M-I-C-H, M-I-C-H-I-H-E-A-L-T-H.org. You've been fabulous tonight. Does anybody have any comments or testimonies they want to share? I want to thank Team Canada for being on the line tonight. My faithful brothers up there, Rod and Mario, who give me their strength to stand on, and they are part of the recipients of this gold medal that we're receiving, the gold medal award, and I thank them for their strength and their courage to help take this voice to their communities, and I celebrate Canada because they already have 7 clinics that deal with environmental illnesses, and they are recognizing the EMF radiation, the radiation coming from electrical currents, from the electrical systems in our home, are creating injury. And I celebrate the work of the Center for Disease Control that now has a booklet that you can get. If you got the email blast, that link to that booklet is in the communication I sent out to everybody tonight, as well as the Office of the Surgeon General telling people electricity can cause injuries. And a great salute to Microsoft Office for being among the first computing organizations, computing corporations, to actually put a health warning label on their keyboards. So the movement is getting around. The information is getting out. And I appreciate everybody on the line. You know, take this information to your community. Take it to your family. Make a difference. Make a change. Because if we do not move, then our children, our grandchildren, do not have the hope of having a child that will not have autism. With the incidence of autism being so profound now, and the National Institute of Health saying the probable cause of autism is EMF radiation, we have to get busy saving our families and saving our communities, because this is our reality. If we sit down and do nothing and we allow every child in our nation, every child in our city to be born autistic, then who will run America? Who will care? Who will be the president in 70 years if everybody's autistic? Who's going to be the doctor? Who will be the pastor? And the great legacies and the great institutions that we have left to preserve humanity, there will be no one with the capacity to administer and manage them. And so for that cause, for the hope that my granddaughter will be able to have a healthy child, I fight. And I encourage you to pick up the phone, send out an email, and start telling people, hey, we got a free app coming. Eco 180 Healthy Smart Homes, the Eco 180 Healthy Smart Project that has been in residence at Columbia University for 3 years. We've been developing curriculum. We've been testing various application models. We've been bringing together the professionals, people that know and understand this. And I'm so grateful for the for the families, the many families that have donated their homes, donated their farms, donated their businesses, donated their cars. I mean, for to test the technology to be able to help us find solutions for some of the problems that we have. And so the culmination of our work, the culmination of the labors of our love and our sacrifice is coming together in an app that we can share with the world so that the children, the young people who will be the next generation will have a sense of guidance of how they can have healthier environments and protect themselves and protect their children. And for that, if anybody has, does anyone else have anything to share? If not, I want to say I love everybody on this line. I appreciate you. I rejoice over you to be excellent. Go forth, be encouraged, and let's get this done. Forward. Good night, everyone. You can unmute yourself.
Good night,
Dr.
A. Good night, Rod.
Good night.
Bye.
Okay.
Good night.
Jesus Christ, you can be free and live.